Welcome back, LFU. It is week two of Lads Preseason Pod, where you are going to get all the preseason talk that you need to get ready for our 26-27 Premier League campaign. And quite a fair bit has happened in the past week. Lots of big news. Well, there's mainly one big story related to Leeds United. We also have a new home kit that is being released as well. We're going to be talking about that. The US tour as well. By the time you're probably listening to this podcast, we've already played our Sunderland game, so you're just going to have to bear with that one. And of course, I'm going to talk about my three players I'd like to see signed for Leeds United. So what's happened in the past week in Leeds United's eventful pre-season? Well, on the transfer front, we're going to talk about the incomings real quick, and we're going to talk about our new, well, hopefully, our brand new number one, which looks like it's going to be James Trafford. It got a Fabrizio Romano, here we go, which we know 99% of the time usually means the player is going to sign for us. It looks like the medical is just needing to get sorted, which I can kind of understand why it's taken a long time. You know, he's going to be coming out to the US. They're probably going to do the medical in the US if I had to make an assumption there. Maybe it's going to happen at Four Potch. I'm not sure, but it's taken a while, but it looks like we have our man for the 26-27 season. £40 million is the price tag we're talking about here. And is it worth it? I think so. Because when you look at this, James Trafford's going to be a goalkeeper that hopefully Leeds United are going to have for a long, long time. He's probably going to be England's number one once Pickford gets a little bit older and phased out of that team. So £40 million is kind of understandable. He becomes the most expensive English goalkeeper of all time, and that's Leeds United signing him. I never thought we'd hit a record like that. But in terms of the actual deal, because it's £40 million, I feel like there isn't a buyback clause in this deal. I don't think City will have one. They may have a sell-on clause, like a 20% sell-on clause, but purely for the fact that we've spent £40 million, I don't think there's going to be a buyback clause, because it seems like an awful lot of money for a goalkeeper in any market whatsoever. Of course, we've seen goalkeepers go for much more money than that, but £40 million, quite a lot for a keeper. I don't think there's going to be a buyback clause in this one, but it's a very ambitious signing, which is what we need. They're the moves we need to be making. We need to be looking at players that we kind of go, it's going to be quite ambitious if we get him, because we mustn't forget we have Newcastle sniffing around this fella. Of course, you know, they're kind of in a bit of a mess at the minute, but it's a good signing. We've, you know, fended off decent opposition for him. I like this. I'm really liking this signing, LFU. James Trafford should be a great goalkeeper for Leeds United. And something else I'm going to touch on is Julian Brandt. It's gone very quiet on that front. Of course, this is someone that we were kind of expecting in the past week to hopefully take that next step and sign for Leeds. Although he's a free agent, he's going to have time on his hands to assess different clubs. At the end of the day, the rumours have been saying that he wants European football, so he has that time to kind of just wait around and wait for the right club. But I think he should come to Leeds. You know, we're a very big club. We've got an exciting team that we're building here as well. We could very, you know, not easily, but we could have a good chance of getting into those European spots with this team that we're building. So I'd like to see that signing come through. But of course, there's been a lot of radio silence on the Julian Brandt transfer, so maybe that's just fading away, but who knows. And on the outgoings page, literally 2 days or a day after I posted week one of Lads Preseason Pod, Jack Harrison leaves, and yeah, it's about time. He's been out the squad for quite a while. He's been on loan here, there, and everywhere. My last memory of him was Derby away in the FA Cup last season, and it was genuinely one of the worst performances I have ever seen in a Leeds United shirt. So, Jack Harrison, of course, thank you for that goal at Brentford. He's done so much good for Leeds United in the past. It just is a shame it went a little bit sour in the last few years of his tenure at Leeds United. It would have been nice to see him rekindle that form that we saw from him in the first and second season in the Prem and his first few seasons in the Championship as well. But of course, it doesn't work out all the time. So hopefully he goes over to the US and does well, but you know, it kind of went out on a bad note with Jack Harrison, but it's someone we needed to get rid of. It frees up the wage bill. We apparently got around £1 million for him, which isn't great. I think we're taking a massive loss on him, but it's money off the wage bill, which we can use to sign some better players, hopefully. And moving on from all that transfer talk, let's talk about the new home kit that got released this week. And I have to say, I feel like I'm in the minority when I say I quite like it. I don't mind the stripes on the kit. I'm not too fussed by them whatsoever. And of course, an all-white kit does ultimately look better and it does feel more Leeds. But having those thin little pinstripes on it, I think it looks quite nice. They're not big enough to ruin the kit. They don't really stand out whatsoever. It's not like, you know, a QPR kit or something where they're the foreground of the shirt. It looks quite smart, in my opinion. It doesn't come close to our away kit whatsoever. I mean, our away kit is an all-timer kit. I'm wearing it right now. It is absolutely beautiful. However, I will be waiting for the sale on the home kit later in the season to purchase. I'm in no rush to buy it now. I do think it is a nice kit, but it's not like a first-day purchase. Hopefully, we're going to create some good moments in it at Elland Road and away when we do wear it. It's a nice kit. I quite like it. I spoke to Dan about it. Let's just say he isn't a fan at all. He isn't a fan of the kit whatsoever. He said that we never had a good season in a home kit with stripes on it. I did have to remind him that we finished fifth with the Thistle Hotels kit in 1994, so that kind of put him on his back foot a little bit. But then you could bring up the Macron kit that we had about 10, 12 years ago, the one with the blue stripes down the middle when we were working with a double pivot of Rudolph Austin and Luke Murphy. But it's good to forget about those times. Let's think about that time we finished fifth with a kit with stripes on it. It's a lovely kit. I don't mind it whatsoever. I know there's going to be a couple people out there in the LFU who are raising eyebrows on it, but it's a good kit. I quite like it. Moving on from the kit talk, let's talk about the US preseason tour. So we had the Wrexham game last Saturday, and I know I said I don't care about these games, but I may or may not have stayed up and watched it to the 60th minute, at least. I did stay up, watch it, and then I turned it off because I was getting too tired, and quite frankly, I could not be bothered watching the rest of the game. I just really couldn't. I only got a few takeaways from it. Well, five takeaways in total I've written down here. The first one is Sel Pirro. He missed a penalty. I think I saw a stat. He's missed his last four penalties. He scored a decent goal. It was a nice flick into the back of the net. But man, he's just so underwhelming and sluggish. And I've always kind of been on this train with Pirro ever since we, you know, that promotion season, really. Don't get me wrong. He was top goal scorer, but I didn't think it was anything special. He's a very good championship player, but I just don't think he's a Premier League player. He is extremely sluggish as well. It's just his movement. It looks like he's running through treacle a lot. And when he gets the ball, it kind of feels like his lethal finishing has just disappeared into thin air. Like, it doesn't exist anymore. I'd be happy with moving on Pirro and bringing in a new striker, which we hopefully will, to have some good competition for Calvert-Lewin rather than our backups being the Metcher and Joel Pirro. Maybe throw Okafor in there as well, but I prefer him on the wing. But I feel like just get rid of Pirro. Let's just cut our losses, sell him. I just don't see how he can benefit this team any further. The second point that I saw as well, the youth players need a lot more time. No one, not a single youth player, in my opinion, from what I saw, really looks like first team quality in terms of, you know, making that step into the first team. Quite frankly, I haven't really heard about any of the youth players that played in that game. Maybe that Jaden Lineu guy, or however you pronounce his name. I've heard of him a little bit, seen him spark up on the bench a couple times, but they need some time to develop. No one's getting into the team just yet, in my opinion. I think, you know, maybe a couple loans or something, or just a few more years in the youth squad for them, I think will do them well. They did have some nice moments. That Mills fella looked pretty decent at times, but again, it was nothing where I was going, oh my God, let's get this guy in and around the first team right now. The third point that I came across, Harry Wilson looks like an extremely tidy player. When he got subbed on, I was so excited to see him finally in a Leeds United kit. We've waited 6 months for this moment, ever since the end of January. He started off with a nice flick. The way he was picking up the ball from the right-hand side, cutting inside and playing some good passes, he looks really good. And of course, he's going to grow into that role further and further. And the fourth point kind of ties with it as well. Bogle is class. His technical ability is fantastic. He was doing really well on that right-hand side. And I think him and Wilson are going to be a really dangerous duo on that right-hand side. And I'm excited to see what they're going to look like when the Premier League season does come around. And my fifth and final point that I took away from it was, we're too easy to split open. I mean, just take a look at the first two goals. The first goal came in 30 seconds, and it was Kiefer Moore, that man, scoring against us. We just, like, parted like the Red Sea. It was so easy to play through us, and it was really frustrating to see that. Of course, you know, I'm not bothered about these games, but I was still a little bit frustrated, and I was just like, oh my word, that is just so Leeds for that to happen. 30 seconds into pre-season against Wrexham, and we go and concede, and it's 1-0 down already. It was so, so poor. We just split open way too easily, and it was an all right finish in the end. And of course, Alex Cairns maybe could have got a hand to it, but he's not going to be our keeper. We've got James Trafford coming through the door, so I think we'll be all right. But that is something that needs to be addressed. Hopefully, you know, I'm kind of going to be talking in past tense here, because at the time of recording, of course, Sunderland game hasn't started yet. Hopefully, we're not as easy to cut open there. Then next week's game against Liverpool, hopefully we sort that out as well. And moving on to the Sunderland game, I'm kind of talking with a bit of hindsight here. As long as we don't lose the game and we see more of the first team players, we're going to be fine. So there you go. That is all the preseason talk so far. Now I'm going to talk about my three potential signings that I'd like to see Leeds United make in the transfer window. And number one is a player we've been linked to quite recently, the striker Carlos Espi, a Spanish player from Levante. He's 6'4", 21 years old, 13 goals in 27 appearances last season for Levante. A pretty decent return, you know, considering the sort of team that Levante are. There's a couple other Premier League clubs sniffing around them as well, so that shows there definitely is a player in there. He's 6'4". He fits that tall profile that we need in this Leeds United team. He's priced around £20 million as well. I believe there's a release clause that's around £25 million in there. So I think this could be an all right pickup for us. A young, tall striker who scored 13 goals in La Liga last season, you know, by one of the lesser sides as well. So if he was playing for a better team, imagine if those numbers were pumped up quite a fair bit. I think he'd be a solid backup option for Calvert-Lewin, possibly there to compete with him as well, because I do think Calvert-Lewin just will be our starting number nine next season, no matter what. After the season he had scoring 14 goals, it feels quite silly to drop him, but good competition there, you know, someone to bring on, someone to replace him, maybe even start games sometimes, because we know Calvert-Lewin can be quite injury prone. I think he'd be a decent pickup, Carlos Espi. And moving on to the second player I'd like to see us get is Dennis Sirkin. He's a free agent now, formerly of Sunderland. He was a great player in their championship campaign, which ultimately saw them get promoted. Will be a great backup option for Goodmanson. He definitely wouldn't start, because I just think Goodmanson is a different class at left back. He'd be a good option. He has quite a fair bit of experience. He's still young. That means we'll get depth of both sides, you know, both sides of the fullbacks, which is great. You know, Justin and Bogle on one side, and then we got Goodmanson and Sirkin on the left-hand side. He's a free agent as well, so it's cheap. He'll be a nice pickup, although I feel like he'd probably want first-team football, so I could see him maybe going to a top-half championship side, or even then one of the newly promoted sides, but he'd be a good squad player for Leeds United. And my third and final signing I'd like for Leeds United to make, this one is probably a little bit ambitious, but just like I said earlier with James Trafford, we need to make ambitious signings. And this player, oh, Leeds United know him very well, mainly because he scores against us all the time. Let's go sniff around Harvey Barnes. That's what I think. Let's see what Harvey Barnes is doing nowadays. Let's just go put in a bid for him, because Newcastle, they're in a bit of a weird place right now. They've just sacked Eddie Howe on Thursday. They're bringing in a new manager. They seem like they're selling all of their best players, and they're replacing them with, you know, decent potential players, you know, young players that are going to develop in the squad. let's entertain a bid for Harvey Barnes. You know, I think he would be on the pricier side, around 40 to 50 million pounds. So he will be expensive. And as much as I hate him, man, he is a quality player. And imagine this. Imagine this free behind the striker. Okafor, Wilson, Harvey Barnes. We would definitely be pushing for European football with that free. And they're the signings we need to make if we want to do that. Let's be ambitious. Let's go in with a bid, because I feel like we could take him off Newcastle. You know, they've signed some wingers. Of course, them getting rid of Gordon is going to make it a little bit harder to get a player of Harvey Barnes' stature. But let's just put in a bid. Let's see what happens. Why not? And especially because it will stop him scoring against us in every single game that he plays. Because, man, I don't want that to happen again. Newcastle away last season has scarred me even more from Harvey Barnes. Let's just get him to join Leeds. 40 to 50 million pounds. Whether the 49ers will pull that out of their pockets, I don't know. But it's a signing that I feel like we should make, an ambitious attacking signing. He would add so much quality to that front line. Again, let me say it again. Okafor, Wilson, Harvey Barnes. How does that sound, LFU? That sounds fantastic. Well, there we go then. Week 2 of Lads Preseason Pod all done and dusted. Make sure to follow on socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. Back again next Friday, same exact time. Make sure you're here, LFU. And whatever you're doing in the next week on the build-up to Week 3, go enjoy yourself. Whether you're going to be on holiday, whether you're staying up to watch some daft friendlies, have a good one, LFU, and make sure you're back here next Friday for Week 3 of Lads Preseason Pod.